an article by Ron Rollheiser, journalist and spiritual director. The aim of the article is ad usam. It's the Latin for use. Several years ago, a young Benedictine monk shared this story in class. He lived in a monastery that kept a rather strict rule. Their observance of poverty and obedience required that he ask permission of his abbot before purchasing anything, even the smallest object. If he wanted to buy a new shirt, he needed the abbot's permission. Likewise, if he wanted to take some stationery supplies from the storeroom, a pen or some paper, he needed permission. For years, he felt that this was belittling. "I felt like a child," he said. "It seemed silly to me that a grown man should have to ask permission to buy a new shirt. I looked at men my own age who were married, raising children, paying for houses, and presidents of companies, and I felt that our rule reduced me to a child, and I resented it." But eventually, his attitude changed. "I came to realize that there is an important spiritual and psychological principle in our rule, in having to ask permission to buy or use something. Ultimately, none of us owns anything and nothing comes to us by right. Everything is a gift, including life itself. Everything should have to be asked for and nothing should be taken for granted as if it was ours by right. We should be grateful to God just for giving us a little space. Now when I ask from the abbot permission, I no longer feel like a child. Rather, I feel that I am more properly in tune with the way things should be in a gift-oriented universe where nobody has a right to ultimately claim anything as his own. Everyone should have to ask for permission before buying or using anything." His story reminded me of an incident in my own life. When I was a novice in our oblate novitiate, our novice master tried to impress upon us the meaning of religious poverty by making us use two Latin words, ad usam, instead of every book, inside every book that was given us for our use. Literally, the word translates into for use. The idea was that although a book was given to you for your personal use, you were never to think that you actually owned it. Real ownership lay elsewhere. You were only a steward of someone else's property, and this idea was then extended to everything else that you were given for your personal use: your clothes, your sports equipment, things you received from your family, and even your toiletries and toothbrush. You got to use them, but they were not really yours. You had them ad usam. One of the young men in the novitiate eventually left our community and went on to become a medical doctor. He remains a close friend, and one day while I was in his office, I picked up one of his medical books. I opened the cover, and there were the words, ad usam. When I asked him about this, he made a comment to the effect, "Even though I no longer belong to the religious order and no longer have a vow of poverty, I still like to live by the principle that our novice master taught us. In the end, we don't really own anything. These books aren't really my own, even though I paid for them. They're mine to use temporarily. Nothing really belongs to anybody, and I try not to forget that." Both of these stories can help remind us of something that deep down we already know, but tend to forget. Namely, that what ultimately undergirds all spirituality, all morality, and all authentic human relationship is the unalterable truth that everything comes to us as gift so that nothing can ever be owned by our own right. Life is a gift. Breath is a gift. Our body is a gift. Food is a gift. Any love given us is a gift Friendship is a gift. Our talents are gift. Our toothbrush is a gift. And the shirts, pencils, pens, medical textbooks we use are each of them a gift. We get to have them ad usum, but we should never nurse the illusion that we own them, that they are ours, that we can claim them by right. Metaphorically, there should be an abbot in each of our lives from whom we should ask for permission to buy or use anything. That would be a recipe for health. In those moments when we are most in touch with ourselves, and generally those are the moments when we most feel our vulnerability and contingency, we sense that truth. The reverse is also true. At moments when we feel strong, in control, and aware of our own power, we tend to forget this truth and cling to the illusion that things are ours by right. Maybe if we all had to ask permission to buy a new toothbrush or a new item of clothing, we would be more aware that everything we think we own is really ours only ad usum. End of article. I might add, this is an excellent article for teaching us how to really cherish the earth and the fact that we are really not in charge of it, but it's in our care. And this is the principle upon which ecology today will survive or not survive. That we are really only at the service of those gifts that God has given us. Amen.